The Food and Drug Administration is proposing new limits to the amount of lead in baby food. A draft proposal sets limits at 10 parts per billion in fruit, meat, and most vegetable products, 20 parts per billion for cereal and root vegetable products. The FDA points toward the particular vulnerability of babies and infants to the effects of lead exposure. Dr. Dennis Kostakis is the Department Chair of Pediatrics and a neonatologist at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. He's also an Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Mayo Clinic Alex School of Medicine. Dr. Kostakis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me for this important, what I think is an important topic.
And could you talk about why this is so important, lead exposure, especially for babies and infants?
Well, first of all, when you think about lead, you know, with the smelting of silver, you know, 4,000 years ago, one of the byproducts was lead. For a considerable amount of time, even in this century, you know, we had lead-based paints, which you can still find sometimes in older homes. We had lead in gasoline, which, you know, sort of disappears in the 80s and 90s in the U.S. And the good news is blood levels in general for lead, which we never believe has a safe level, have been falling in the United States. I mean, we watch the levels, they are decreasing. And they've also been decreasing in places like France. So human beings have gotten smart to say, you know, we don't really need lead in gasoline. We don't really need lead paint. So how do you get lead in your body? Well, you eat it or you breathe it, or you put it on your skin. Most of the absorption is going to be inhale it or eat it. Now, you mentioned, why are children more vulnerable to lead? Children tend to, if I were to eat some lead, I might absorb 1 or 2% of it, but a child will absorb about 50% of that. So if you think about children, where do they begin? They begin in utero as a fetus. And of course, lead exposure there is going to be through the mother. So I think prenatal care is important because one of the ways to mitigate lead is to have a good iron status. So in prenatal care, you know, hemoglobin, hematocrit is checked. Prenatal vitamins, very typically with iron, is given. That helps mitigate any lead. And lead will be passed through the placenta. Once a baby's born, you know, you might ask, well, what is the most normal healthy diet for a baby? Well, the answer is breast milk. And, you know, if you ask yourself, well, how would lead get in the breast milk? Well, if all of us living in the world get some lead in our water, which we do, and you can measure lead to parts per trillion. And certainly with water, just like they want to do with baby food, with water, we like to keep that water, parts per billion on the 15 level, if you will. But people who are breastfeeding, they eat, they drink water. So society also got smarter a ways back of saying, well, let's not use lead solder when we do piping. So that's also tremendously helped. And so if you're a breastfeeding woman, maybe you wouldn't want to be around a house that's being renovated, you know, especially if that house is prior to 1978, that would kick up some lead or lead dust. You always want to know what's being put in your body, because you see, the reason lead gets into things like baby food is some of the baby foods are made, whether they're cereals or whether they're from fruit, once it's in the soil, lead is in the soil, of course it's going to get into the plants and the fruits. So maybe one key would be for women who are pregnant or even after the child is born, is having a diverse diet. You want to put things in your body that you know what they are. So for example, take marijuana, for example. Marijuana does have lead in it. So, you know, that's not going to be something the FDA is going to necessarily check out for you. So you want to be clever about that. I'll give you a funny story. One of our teapot sort of cracked a few weeks ago in my house. We'd had the teapot, a nice, very nice teapot, that we bought many, many years ago, and it had to be tossed out. So looking around for another teapot in the house, there was one that looked almost antique. We were looking at it just for show. And I boiled some tea, and then I realized, wait a minute, I don't know anything about this teapot. Could this be a teapot that, you know, has lead in the ceramic? So the other thing you want to be careful of is not only the food and what you're putting in your body, but, you know, when you keep, when you think about it, if you are living in Wisconsin, your water's probably being monitored. You can get water tested. But that also means that if you're using ceramics or pottery, you know, where are they from? How old are they? You know, are they lead based?
I want to key in, because we don't have a ton of time, Dr. Kostak, because I want to key in on the baby foods. Now we think of the jar of the strange sweet potatoes, or that box of the rice or wheat cereal. What do you make of these new FDA draft guidelines on those?
Oh, I would not be too overly alarmed as a parent. I'd be looking and saying to myself, they're looking out for me. But even the amounts of lead that we're talking about in baby food will not hurt the baby. It's just that lead, I want you to think of it as a neurotoxin. There's never a safe level. So you want to, a society, which has been doing over the last 30, 40 years in the United States and France and other places, we keep doing things that diminishes the amount of lead in the soil. And we keep getting, there's five or six different ways to test for lead. And we've got systems now that can even detect lead to parts per trillion. So, for example, with this latest FDA saying, okay, 20 for the cereals, and by the way, one of the ways a mother could decrease lead to her baby is not just get rice cereal, but get some cereals that have quinoa or other grains, make it a very diverse diet. But basically, if we'd have gone back 20 years and you said to me, how much lead are we tolerating in the diet and what are we looking at, it would have been 100 times more easily. So we are actually, this is a really a call, you know, a higher standard. So I would tell, you know, give your children, or if you're pregnant, get a variety of foods in. Read the food labels. Make sure you're not getting food sources always from the same place. Don't stick with rice cereal. You know, you can use cereals that are based on oat, barley, you know, quinoa, I mentioned, bulgur, multi-grain infant cereals. Maybe that's the take-home. That's what you should be giving your baby to mitigate this. If you're concerned about your water, get it tested. If you breastfeed the baby, you will reduce exposure to all the toxic metals, whether it's cadmium or lead. Baby food is one thing, snacks is another. You know, when children want to learn how to teeth, you're better off with a teething ring or even a little frozen banana. Crackers and teething biscuits, they're going to have more lead. And, you know, you know this and I know this, the less we eat processed foods, you know, the healthier. So, so I think that I would not be up for alarm. I would keep in mind that the babies, you know, 20, 30 years ago, were getting more lead. They're getting less now, but we can measure it better. And it looks like the FDA is putting a higher standard where they're going to watch the manufacturers. And I think that the amounts of lead we're talking about in baby food, you know, should not hurt the baby. But remember, lead, when it gets into a human, it can go into soft tissue, it can go into bone, it could go into blood and then come out in 30 days. But we also store some lead too. So, you know, we do want to decrease how much lead we're putting into our bodies.
Dr. Kostakis, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Dennis Kostakis, Department Chair for Pediatrics and a neonatologist at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Mayo Clinic, Alex School of Medicine. He joined us for a look at FDA's draft guidelines on lead levels in baby food.